Hey, cabin lovers, welcome back to another episode of the My Dream Log Cabin podcast. I'm so excited to have you here with me. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, and this podcast is brought to you by Caribou Creek Handcrafted Log Homes. Did you know that today's log and timber homes can be built to be 15 to 20% more energy efficient than a conventional home? That's right. And some might even argue more than that, but I'm going to be conservative. Today, I'm going to outline a few important things for you to think about that contribute to the combined energy efficiency. The first important talking point is the logs themselves. Logs naturally store energy and radiate it back to the home. So thanks to their thermal mass, they make an excellent insulating material. The design of your home will play an important role in the overall energy efficiency of your new home. Homes that have full log walls will be more energy efficient than a hybrid home or homes that have log siding. Also, and this is really important, the size of the logs is really a major factor. In fact, a log wall that has, let's say, a log wall with no windows and no doors. So it's just a solid log wall, but it's got soft wood, like maybe pine. And the logs are like a milled 6-inch. So according to energy.gov, this type of wall has an R value of just over 8, which when it's compared to a conventional wood stud wall, like a stick framed home with, you know, insulation and sheathing and wallboard, et cetera, for a total of about R14. So you see, there's a big discrepancy. In fact, those types of homes, according to energy.gov, they say that log homes would not be energy efficient. The caveat to that, though, is when you get to a log size that's 12 inches or more, and another really important consideration is not just the diameter of the logs, but the fiber choice and the way the log is crafted. So typically, square logs have a higher R value than round logs if it's the same type of wood. But in either case, a 12-inch log can show an increase of an R value up to 16. So you can see that that's a huge increase and would definitely meet most building code standards. So those are all important things to think about, but there are other key pieces that play a factor into this as well. Did you know that approximately 45% of the average energy cost goes into heating and cooling? 11% is for the water heater, 10% for the washer and dryer, 7% for lighting, and only 6% goes to the refrigerator. The other remaining percentages can be attributed to small appliances, televisions, and electronics. Hopefully, that list can show you that if you want to save on energy costs, then looking at some of those heavy hitters can make a large impact. Luckily, the water heater, the washer, dryer, and lighting are pretty easily managed just simply by seeking out ENERGY STAR rated appliances. Additionally, consider a water heater storage tank or a tankless water heater to help reduce energy consumption. Okay, let's talk about some things that are a little bit more detailed that aren't the so obvious things to think about. Site orientation. So just like finding the perfect angle for that Instagram-worthy selfie, positioning your home on the site can make all the difference. In fact, according to the Log and Timber Homes Council, simply orientating your home properly on the building site can reduce your energy bill by up to 30%. Obviously, that's a standard for all homes, not just log homes. But specifically, as you're planning where your home is going to be built on the site, that is something to be thinking about. Although it is best to face the windows directly south, it can be oriented up to 30 degrees away from due south and lose only 5% of the energy savings. So when it comes to heating and cooling, there are numerous options. In preparing for this episode, I started to go down a bunny trail and I thought, I think I'm just going to get some experts to come on because there's so many innovative solutions, and I'm sure you have a lot of questions about them. But one thing to think about would be to be combining more than one system. So especially if your cabin is a multi-level. So for example, you may consider a radiant heat system in the basement level with a high velocity forced air system for the upper floors. Now, like I said, I am going to be working on getting some heating and cooling experts on the show to talk more in depth about these heating and cooling options. For example, you know, there's geothermal, there's the high velocity, there's just all these different systems. And I personally have a lot of questions, so I'm guessing you do too. So I am going to be reaching out. In fact, I've already started to reach out to see who I can get on the show to share with us some more knowledge. Last but not least, there's two other significant players in increasing energy efficiency: the roof and the windows. Now, I already told you that 45% of a home's average energy cost is consumed by heating and cooling. And the biggest contributing factor to the efficiency of those systems is the roof, but specifically the insulation. There are also many new products on the market right now that are designed to help improve energy efficiency and keep that heat in. So I recommend bringing this topic up with your contractor to learn and understand your options, and maybe even ask about the products they plan to use, maybe do your own research on that as well. Lastly, windows, obviously. Very important piece, and especially when we're talking about a log home, because how many beautiful log homes have we seen with these giant, gorgeous windows? Obviously, we want to see the beautiful outside. That's part of why we're cabin lovers to begin with. Well, here's a couple things to keep in mind. Consider windows with a low E coating. That's going to help block out some of the UV rays. And be sure to research the U value ratings, which typically will range from a 1.2 to a 0.2. And keep in mind that the lower the number, the better the energy performance. And if you're going to be building in a very cold climate, I recommend considering anything between a 0.3 and a 0.5 rating at minimum. It will be a little bit more costly, but it will be worth the extra in the long run. So there you have it. I hope you found that episode to be helpful. If so, please be sure to share it with somebody you know and leave us a review. We really value your feedback. Until next time, my friends, I appreciate you tuning in. Bye for now.